Yes, yes. Hello and welcome to the Snowden Podcast. Oh, sorry. I mean the official Snowden Podcast. I have to say it's official, or else the copyright vultures will get us. We've got a very special, ultra special guest that we've been preparing for quite some time. Spent a lot of company profits acquiring this guest, but to begin, as always, I'll introduce my co-hosts. So please give it up for Van Helsing 2. Van Helsing 2.
Oh, yes.
No relation.
Yes, thank you, Snowden. I'm such a big fan of your podcast. I've always wanted to be on it. I've always felt like my voice deserved to be heard by the people around me.
Could you please clarify what you do?
Oh, yes, I love this part. I love it. Okay, I'm the Wi-Fi icon designer at MindTech.
So anytime there's a Wi-Fi icon, you know, on the screen or something, you're the one who drew that?
Yep, precisely. 100%. You got it. You got it. On the nail. Head.
That seems pretty underwhelming.
Well, I could do more, you know, if I tried. Here, look, I got a couple of concept sketches that I could show you. Here, let me just get them right here. Yeah, here you go. This is like my world that I'm like building. This is like my, you know, this is my little passion project.
Is that like a ketchup stain?
No. That's sriracha. But, you know, that wasn't a part of the original piece. You could ignore that.
That's very inspiring. I'm glad that you do something outside of your work.
No, I want to make this my work, eventually. For now, it's just the Wi-Fi icons, and if I really strain myself, I could probably do that volume icon. You know, that's pretty similar. I'd have to draw that little speaker thing.
And now that you've been thrilled by that co-host, please prepare yourself for our next co-host, who's even more exciting. I'd like to give it up to Schnegel. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Snowden. I'll just want to say that I'm not a big fan of your podcast. I've never really heard of it, and I don't really like talking about podcasts in general, because my taste in podcasts are a little bit more nuanced than most people. But I don't want to get into that on recording.
Yeah, all right.
Also, I think I'm in the wrong building, because I think Rainer actually scheduled me for an eye doctor's appointment, and I don't think this is the eye doctor's at all. I just don't think.
Wait, so you have to go to the eye doctor, Schnegel?
I think it was the eye doctor. Just, you know, my vision's kind of failing me, and what really set this all off was that my concept of time progression has been completely thrown out of whack for the past, like, 5 decades or so, and I've just been waiting around, seeing when it all ends.
Okay, alright, well, let's carry on with the episode. We've been building this up for a long time. Bring it up for the official Brickyard Folly real live action Liam Doyle. Yes, it's him, the lead singer of Brickyard Folly.
That guy keeps talking about wanting to die.
Please just ignore that. Mr. Doyle, I'm to believe that this isn't your first time being on a podcast. Brickyard Folly has its own podcast, and yes. Could you please go into more detail about that?
I mean, man, I hate this.
Please, Mr. Doyle, we haven't been recording that long.
It can't be that bad.
You guys do this every week?
We try to. We definitely try to do that.
How are you not cold in here?
Yeah, he has a point. It's mighty cold in here. I'm freezing my little feety off.
We don't weekly record in a concrete box. We usually have this really expensive podcast suite with like 10 million doors in it. but well, how do I put this lately?
You can just be honest with us, Melvin.
Yeah, it's better to just get it out of the way, to just address it to all your fans and all your haters and all your critics.
We had to sell the podcast suite to book real live action Liam Doyle from Pennsylvania all the way out to Neo Pennsylvania. It was a very expensive flight. I'm sure it was 5-star accommodations.
Whatever.
You're really sure that this isn't gonna affect our voices at all? We're not gonna sound too echoey. Not gonna sound like we're, you know, recording in a damp concrete box underground.
Listen, it's totally gonna sound like that, but we just kind of have to make do. We have a very, very special, important guest, and when people see the title for this episode, they're gonna think, "Wow, that's somebody that I know in real live action." So that obviously they're gonna click on it. They're gonna listen to what we have to say about Brickyard Folly, real live action Liam Doyle. Come on, co-host, ask our illustrious guest a few questions. Like you always do.
Well, now's a pretty good chance to remind you guys that I don't listen to Brickyard Folly. I don't listen to any kind of rock music.
What do you listen to, Van Helsing? Too?
I listen to Nordic parlor music from the 19th century. It's very classical. It's very tasteful. You know, if you listen to 18th century parlor music, then by God, you are the smartest person in the world. Even though there's 500,000 of us in our little subreddit that I moderate.
I know quite the bit about Brickyard Folly, as I'm quite the mega fan, the big huge ultra fan of Brickyard Folly. When are you guys gonna become Linkin Park? When the hell?
Please stop touching me.
I like that band a lot better. I think they sound a lot nicer. And I think you guys would sound a lot better if you just.
So what were the two questions?
Listen, I just gotta update the Brickyard Folly wiki later on. I just humbly have to ask, when you're singing in Beyond the Straight, what?
Yeah, man.
I mean, what a chord is that? At four seconds in. Like, what chord is that? What is that? I just need to document that specific chord, and I think I got all the other ones right, but this one is just really perplexing to me. So if you would just lay that out, you know, mystery solved.
That's a guitar. We got a couple of them, and what we do is when the song starts, we start playing.
Well, question solved. There you go, man.
No, I know the instrument playing, but I mean the specific chord, what's the specific notes that you're playing 4 seconds into Beyond the Straight? Because you know I've tried to transcribe out the song, and I mean that. What was that?
I don't know. I can't talk about this.
Oh.
This is part of the secret sauce policy. We're gonna have to get your fingers out of the sauce.
You know, this wouldn't really be the first time.
Yeah, back in the pocket.
Ugh, I hate people who violate the copyright of other artists. It makes me so mad when people violate the copyright of corporations.
Okay.
Really trying to be an interesting character this time around. I don't want to be one of the co-hosts that is the D tier, you know?
What about the brand, man?
What?
He's got a point, Stelton. What about the brand? What? You haven't even thought about
that. It's about the branding.
We'll get to work on that.
Man, I hate this.
Snowden! We need Liam Doyle for Brickyard Folly in Fortnite tomorrow! What? What is he still doing here? Haven't you wrapped up this podcast yet?
No.
You're going behind on schedule, Snowden. Raider. You're freaking it up, Snowden! You're freaking it up! Raider, you're freaking it up! Calm down. What's wrong with you?
Sneldon, you're making us look like a fucking idiot right now in front of all the shareholders. You know that? You and your reckless you-winning. What on earth are you talking about? This was all your idea. Sneldon, anytime I encounter any problem, I go towards you and blame it on you. Yes? Yes. And what do you do afterwards?
I point out that it's a problem that you caused by doing something that...
I don't care about any of that, Sneldon. The point is that you did something that didn't fix my problem. And that's what I went to you for. You took away all my profits, to have this stupid guest onto this podcast.
And I don't know how else to tell you, Raider. This is all your fault. You're the one who booked real life action Liam Doyle for Brickyard Folly yet to be onto this podcast.
Let's get this straight. I booked Alice in Chains. I have no idea who this poser is.
Well, this actually worked pretty well for Sneggle, because I didn't really listen to Alice in Chains much. I've mainly been a Brickyard Folly boy.
Do you actually call yourself a Brickyard Folly boy? Is that like what the fans of the band call themselves as?
I hope so. They better now.
The point is that I'm not gonna let you disregard MindTech's integrity by having this poser of a lead singer onto this podcast.
I'll kick your ass.
Nobody knows what Brickyard Folly is. No one.
I don't know it. Do you know it, Sneldon? You made me research all about the guests for these podcasts.
Before that, Sneldon, did you know who this guy was?
I don't know most of the guests before you put them on this podcast. You had a... In fact, I don't even remember most of the guests after we have them on the podcast. Like, who is that lady with the sewing needles?
How could you forget the sewing needles lady? I mean, she's, like, iconic. She's, like, worth a lot of money.
I don't know how to feel about that.
You know what I see when I look at this loser, Sneldon? 33 pennies. In his pocket. They're all covered in lint, Sneldon. They're all covered in lint. Do you think anyone's going to accept those pennies?
No. No one's going to accept those pennies, Sneldon.
Listen, you don't understand. I've been to every single Brickyard Folly concert. I've been in the back wearing the same orange stained t-shirt.
Yeah, I know.
For years.
I know.
I just don't.
I saw you. And I don't mean to alarm you, but I'm gonna kill you.
Oh my god. Oh no. Please.
This is gonna be serious.
I'm the man of my word.
Oh, that is it. That is it. I am done. I am so done with this. Let go of my company property right now. I have spent good money on a mint-condition Sneggle. Do you have any idea the kind of costs that it takes to upkeep a Sneggle of this stature?
I'll buy it.
Wait, you will?
Can I keep trying?
Hey, yeah, I'm not sure you offer it. I'd love to, you know, hey, but, you know, you and me. And,
wait, hold on.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, just in the ballpark, anywhere, you know.
You sell Sneggles, like, to...
I'm gonna get an offer.
All right, so... Yeah, I got three $2 bills and a $50 bill from 1968.
Where's the lint covered pennies?
I
saw.
Well, I mean, yeah, you got to think about it.
I looked directly at you, and I knew the 33 lint covered pennies. Where are they?
Well, if your vending machine didn't eat them.
What?
Yeah, man.
They're all you idiots.
Salt and vinegar chips, man. B7.
That vending machine is taxable. That's 44% of my profits in the drain.
It's getting really warm. It's really warm over here.
We paid you a AAA five-star class flight.
Yeah, and it took me from Oregon to Nantucket to Madagascar back to Oregon through several war zones. Several war zones. I saw an F-15, a J-22, and an F-22.
He really do like
all three. All three of them.
Well, listen.
Their weapons bays.
The trip here is a little costly if you go the direct route. I was just trying to save a bit and, you know, make up for a few lost, you know, travel miles.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
But I'm still gonna kick you out of this office. Right now.
What are we supposed to talk about if we don't have a special guest?
Get out! I'm done. I'm done with this. There's no other choice. I'm just gonna have to do it.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, he's charging it up. Oh.
I haven't seen this since I was an intern. No!
I know how that sounded, but that hurt really bad, actually.
What? Oh. Oh, bye. What the?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, Sneldon. I haven't had to pull out that punch since Belgium. I genuinely don't know what to do now.
We're gonna play this by ear. Poppy's gonna lay low for a little while.
What? You have to hide the evidence. The shattered remains. Whoa. That's like a cool band name. I think I'm gonna start up a band called The Shattered Remains. Alright, well, while you're hiding this evidence, Sneldon, I'm gonna go start up a band called The Shattered Remains.
Well, this is certainly new for the Sneldon podcast. I don't think I've ever had to cover up a crime on recording.
Yes, it's a brilliant new direction. I can see the art in it.
Oh, it's not Straggling Schnegel anymore. Schnegel could just be a normal podcast host.
Yes, I'm certainly going to usurp that C-tier spot away from you, that is.
Look, we can't be lollygagging around. This is serious. Do we have a broom? Somebody get a broom? We have to sweep stuff up and, well, who do we call?
I guess we take him to HR.
Hello, Human Resources. Can I please, I'd like to submit a deposit of Human Resources. I don't know what we really do here, but we have a real live action Liam Doyle.
I started angry. But I'm chill now.
You're asking a bit too much on the people.
Okay, alright, I'll admit, I got mad, but I'm chill about it now.
Look at my nose now, Sneldon. Look at my nose now.
Is anyone here a doctor?
I am a doctor. What would you need, young Padawan?
I don't know how to say this, Doc, but I have the real live-action Liam Doyle here, this plastic baggie. My manager, Rainer. He did a turbo super business official Raider punch. Doctor, are you listening to me? I don't think I'm making any progress here. I'll see you out.
Doc.
We finally made it after our log walk here to deposit this little baggie of real live action Liam Doyle particles. I'm a little proud to say that we've maintained full integrity of Liam J. Doyle on our mission here. Even though I did catch Van Helsing almost attempting
to get it. I can explain. I got a little mixed up with the trail mix, and I didn't mean to do it. It was really late at night, and
It's in the past. It's in the past. We don't have to worry about that. But the point is, we've made our journey all the way here, and now, I don't know. I guess we just, like, spread his stuff here. Like, isn't that what you do with, like, particles?
I'm pretty sure. I think I seen that in a movie once.
Have you ever seen Oblivion?
I don't know.
Hey, who's that in front of the museum right now? With, like, the large crowd in front of him.
That seems to be a big concert of people going.
Wait a minute, I recognize that guy. That lead singer.
I've been building them for years and years. They were never fine. Hey, thanks for coming out tonight, everyone. I want to give it up once more for our lead singer and tyrant, Rainer.
Oh, please. I'm so humbled. You fine youngies have changed my life for the better. I feel new. I feel brand new.
I feel normal.
Wow, music really is charming.
Rainer.
Hold on, who are those people getting up on stage right now? Hey, security, you gonna do something about this?
Dave? Sneldon? Schnegel? D-tier? What are you all doing here?
We failed. We don't know what to do with the remains of Liam Doyle.
Wait, you can't just say that out loud. What? We didn't say anything. We didn't put out any press statement. We didn't put out any press statement about that, but Sneldon, don't put that up. Don't bring that up. On camera. No, please.
What?
You killed Liam Doyle for Brickyard Folly?
Wait, what did you do to him?
Wait, no, I can explain.
Security, are you gonna do something about this?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
No, please. Please. I'm just a very simple musician now. Don't look up anything I did in Southern.
Yeah, you see, Schnegel, this is exactly why I didn't want to go through with that plan. I just didn't think it would work out.
Look at my nose now, Sneldon.
Being honest is a pretty cool thing, Sneldon. You gotta be honest. In real life. I think more people should take that away.
That's what you think people should take away from this episode?
That and to follow Brickyard Folly on Instagram.
Yeah, let's go. It's coming up. Please click on that.
Follow me. I don't have a name.
I lost your servitude, all for your lust for food. It's fine. I'm fine. You're fine. You left me behind. You left me in the anthill, surrounded by the topsoil. We once all dug together. This was our home forever. You sought out greener cropland and left me in the homeland. I guess I'll die alone in this anthill we grew up in. And I roamed the empty hallways, and I saw the famine we faced, and I was blind to all the suffering, and now I am alone. I should have been more kind to them. I shouldn't have let you starve to death. Maybe I should go after them and help them rebuild. You left me in the anthill, surrounded by the topsoil. We once all dug together. This was our home forever. You sought out greener cropland and left me in the homeland. I guess I'll die alone. This ain't who we grew up in.